porch, your back or front porch, get the yard treated for mosquitoes by pest spray.
Now's the time to do it, man.
And they can also do termite inspections. Now, it's better to get termite treatment done early before you ever have to repair termite damage. The treatment is much less expensive than the damage. And it's just the hassle of getting those repairs done. Why not call up Pest Pro, ask them to come out, do a free termite inspection for you, and they can quote you on the treatment, what it's going to take for your property. They really are amazing folks. They've been growing for a reason over these last few years there at Pest Pro Services. They're just that good. So call them today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990, or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that, Joey and Eddie sent you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has arrived in China for 5 days of meetings in a country that's determined to avoid open conflict with the United States. China, one of the U.S.'s biggest trading partners. In consumer news, with U.S. electric vehicle sales starting to slow, Ford Motor Company says it will delay rolling out new electric pickup trucks and a new large electric SUV as it adds gas electric hybrids to its model lineup. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate rose modestly this week, holding below 7% as it had for much of the year. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage up to 6.82%, according to Freddie Mac. The Dow is down 231 points. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures are locked in for now. Clear, cold again tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sunshine. Upper 30s again on Friday night. That's way below normal for April. It'll be warmer on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine. And then the risk of showers holding off until Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Austal USA, which is based out of Mobile, has begun the construction of 3 U.S. Navy ships after a $91.5 million contract was awarded to them last year. The 3 Landing Craft Utility Ships, or LCUs, will be added to the Marine Air Ground Task Forces and Marine Expeditionary Units within the U.S. Navy. The Austal company, based out of Australia, recently turned down a unsolicited takeover offer from South Korean company Hanwha. The Board of Advisors for Austal claimed that the $662 million offer would not likely get regulatory approval, but the company is open to further exploration of this type of a deal. Hanwha is the world's 26th largest defense contractor, with Austal out of Australia being 74th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
A Mobile police officer is now on administrative leave after his patrol car was part of an accident that killed a man on a motorcycle. 911 call transcripts that have been reported on by WALA News shows that the patrol car was seen by witnesses going through an intersection and around another car, then hitting a motorcycle and leaving the area. 67-year-old Robert Cyan was killed in that crash. The traffic lights at that intersection were malfunctioning and only flashing yellow at the time of the crash. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Daily News.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program. News and Views here on the terrestrial airwaves. We've been calling it Joey Clark Alive online. On YouTube, you can go to Joey Clark Live, like and subscribe, if you will, folks.
Like and subscribe.
And, of course, you can always watch on the X platform on Twitter X. Looking forward to all the love out there. And, yeah, we got a few folks rolling in here today. So did you see that Trump will select his VP apprentice style?
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently
they got to go, like, sell some stuff on the street and whoever comes back with the most money?
I love that.
Go sell MAGA hat to whoever comes back with the most money.
Yeah, and a move that would blur the lines between politics and reality TV. Former President Trump is reportedly adopting an apprentice-style approach to selecting his new VEEP for the upcoming election. According to a top advisor, the process is gearing up to be both a spectacle and a strategic play, aiming to captivate the Republican base with a mix of suspense and drama, reminiscent of Trump's television background. Sources close to the Trump campaign believe the selection process is entering a serious phase, with efforts underway to narrow down the list of potential candidates. The approach, mirroring the format of Trump's hit reality TV show The Apprentice, suggests that contenders will face a series of challenges.
There you go, baby.
Or evaluations that will be closely monitored.
Is it going to be a gauntlet?
By Trump
and the gauntlet? Well, you know, Vivek, I'm incredibly impressed with you. You know, your household name, but you weren't able to sell the perfume as well as Tulsi over here. So,
Trump Vivek, steaks?
You're fired.
You remember Trump steaks, Trump wine, the books? Yeah. Whoever can push the most merchandise.
Wow. So that should be fun. If that actually, they follow through with that, that could be a lot of fun.
If nothing else, that man knows how to promote, man. I mean, right. He is a promoter.
Now, you know who Charlie Kirk is?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, I have some overlap with the fella. But yeah. He's a big head, small face.
Yeah, I'm not a...
You're not a fan?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Why not?
Not my kind of...
It's not your kind of... He's too young?
No, he's not my kind of guy. Sorry. Rubbed me the wrong way at some point, and I can't get over it.
Hmm. He shouldn't have rubbed you at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Thank you. But apparently he, like, and it's not just Charlie Kirk who said stuff like this a lot. This goes to the battle of the sexes.
Yeah.
On the interwebs. Which the more I look at it, I go, this is just gross. It really is. It's like what men and women should do. I guess in the 90s, what I vaguely remember my parents having that, or my mom, I think, was the one who was guilty of this. Had men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Yeah. Remember that whole crap?
Yeah, I remember that.
Wait, they're different?
Yeah.
But Charlie Kirk, like one part of the battle of sexes online now is like women who are career women, they're getting too old or older. So they put off like dating and having families and stuff.
I know some of
and,
those folks.
You know, I think they're actually, you know, people have called Jordan Peterson sexist because he's brought this up. He's like, I've literally counseled women who are 36, 37, 38, 39, and like, yeah.
That biological clock starts to tick tock.
And there are some... regrets sometimes, but
that's on both sides, though.
Right, exactly.
On both sides,
exactly. No, it's like don't both sides, me, bro. Blah, 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 blah. Like men can marry in their 50s and be fine.
They sure can.
Yeah,
but also some men that married when they were young and just kept their career going the whole time, didn't get to spend that whole much family time with family. That's a regret too.
Right.
And maybe they would have liked to have married when they were older and they could spend time with the family, but. Men, and I'll say this, all men, when that baby comes along and you look at, you've got two hungry mouths to feed, the responsibility is overwhelming. And like with me, all I knew to do was go out there and work. I didn't know what to do with the baby. I didn't know what to do with the wife, but I knew I could work. And I had to make money. I had to keep that roof over
there. There you go. Now, here's where Charlie Cook apparently came, or Kirk, came under like fire from a bunch of ladies online or something. Uh-huh. Because he said this.
We've basically told a great generation of young women, don't get married, don't have kids, go get a corporate job. And it's created mass political hysteria. And then in their early 30s, they get really upset because they say, you know, the boys don't want to date me anymore because they're not at their prime. And people get mad when I say that. Well, it's just true. If you're in your early 30s, I'm sorry. It's like you're not as attractive in the dating pool as you were in the early 20s. But again, you have your corporate job and cats. So I thought you know...
I disagree.
Well, you disagree.
I will say this, as I've gotten older, younger girls are beautiful, no doubt.
Sure.
But they're, when a woman does reach 30 plus, it's a different type of beauty.
Mm.
And to me, it's...
I agree with you.
To me, it's a whole lot different.
These young broads, they're beautiful, you're right, but they get full of hopes and dreams and energy and...
Well, to me, it's...
goodness, I like a lady who's a little bitter.
I like a lady who knows herself and is comfortable with herself.
That's what I mean.
And I know younger girls and younger guys are the same way. You're so worried about what someone else is thinking, you don't really know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate a very strong...
No, I do appreciate maturity. And that can be reached at whatever age.
Sure, sure.
But I would prefer a little bit... I disagree with them. No, especially the older I get. Just turned 35. Yes, very, very young women, models, all sorts of stuff. Very good looking. And I'm still a guy.
Of course.
But then you talk to them, and you're like, oh, no, you're a child.
All right, let's say, Joey, you become that billionaire. And most billionaires have these young, hot wives. And At first, I was very envious. I was a young guy. I was like, yeah, I would do the same. But then I'm like you. I start thinking, what do they talk about?
Right.
What kind of conversation? Here's $20 or two. Here's $10,000. Please leave me for a while. What there's nothing to talk about. So different levels.
Right. So I think it's going to take folks of all ages. I think it can work whatever way. I maintain with the whole relationship stuff is it really only takes one, maybe two, but it really only takes one, and then you make it work.
Yeah. Like for the right one, you'll make it work.
Right, this idea of let's paint all women and paint all men in a particular way and let's get mad about it. But, you know, you can go to your corporate job and your cats, as Charlie Kirk says. Which, you know, it's like good for Charlie. People pointed out, aren't you like 30-something, bro, and your wife's older than you? And y'all just got married not that long ago? So it's like good for you. Start a family. Have kids. Enjoy life. But you know, given that we have to commentate on so many things, there's a certain tone. And a lot of the conservative folks are stepping in it. Of course, like, well, Joe, you step in it all the time. And it's like, you really take me that seriously? That's your first mistake. Because at the end of the day, I want people to be happy and free. And I think there are a lot of different paths to that. Excuse me, pardon me.
Everybody's, 100%.
Everybody's got it all figured out, right?
Now.
It's like somebody weighs 300 pounds feeling like, you're getting fat. Speaking of that, we have the comment section jumping
on fire again today.
Yeah, you have a few folks jumping in. Romex Angler joined us late. So we were talking about the hater of the year. He says, I'm finally here. Let the hate-fecta continue. I see Joey didn't lose any weight yesterday. Kim Mayton, who's become a regular, she's less than 5. She's 4'9".
I love that.
It's adorable. Yeah. She said she lost 31 pounds since last August. And being 4'9", I definitely didn't need to weigh what I did. Self-aware, Kim. And Gumtown John says, congrats. You need to tell your weight loss secrets to our gracious host. I know what the secret is. Stop stuffing my face after 10 o'clock. That's a good thing for sure, Kim. I'm not sure if Joey is south of 250 yet. Wow. But I believe he is also 4'9 with boots on. Now, this is just absurd. I'm not even upset. That's just obviously not true. Don't you play into it. You're supposed to be on my side, you jackass.
I'm on your side, buddy. You're 5'7". Didn't we say 5'7 the other day? Wasn't that the right number?
And a half. Yeah, sure, 5'7". Right. I continue to shrink, folks.
That does happen when you get older, Joey.
Right. Well, as you get fatter.
You kind of get wider and shorter.
Right, tend to shrink. 272-9228. I just found the whole Kirk thing. Like, it does rub me the wrong way. I'll put it that way. Yeah, and Gumtown John saying the same thing. Kirk rubs me the wrong way. Can come across as authoritarian in some aspects. Well,
I can't really put my finger up, but I know there was one time when I watched him, and I was like, I like what this guy's saying, and then he just instantly started putting sandpaper on me. And it's like, holier than thou. Maybe that's it.
Patrick asking, does Eddie have a Vivek shirt on?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does, rebel scum.
It's a very comfortable fabric brought to me by Joey Clark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm very comfortable.
I bought you a gift.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I wear it all the time.
I've been tempted to get you, like, sweets.
Like, thank you, Gary Garvin, for bringing in the dozen cookies.
Yeah,
the
I haven't done it, but I'm just telling you, I've thought about it.
Well, I appreciate that, Joey. I've thought about doing a few things with you, too, but I don't think we should say it on the radio.
Like what?
Fishing.
Okay. Camping.
Going to camp and hunting.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric.
You better hope you did. You know, get you some of them edible biscuits, some of them edible drawers. If they had biscuits and gravy, you might be in trouble.
What up, dog?
You know, I'm doing what I do.
Yeah?
Having fun doing it, yeah.
That's good to hear.
Y'all were talking about, your theme song. I know what y'all should do if the authorities show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's Trooper Joey by... Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Joey knows the song.
It really is.
What is he doing? Is he fixing his ascot?
I don't have an ascot on.
Not on today. It's so springtime.
Don't tell me about Iron Maiden.
Joey, did you have to sell your ascots when you got rid of your BMW?
I've never owned ascots.
He left them in the glove box.
Like, I've never owned ascots. I might have to start wearing some. Just to
I think you should.
Shut y'all up.
Totally should.
Yeah. Please do. Just let me know ahead of time so I can schedule to watch the live stream.
I think, I don't think that when you do dress up, and you do, an ascot's not a bad look for you.
Go back to making fun of me, please. And, ew.
No, in all seriousness, when you, Brian, and Eddie were dressed up, y'all look good.
Oh, sure.
Like, I'd be worried if I had any loose women running around. You know, y'all dress up nice.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, you think Mr. Kirk is right that a lady, say, who's 31, 32, she's just not in her prime anymore?
I don't know, man.
No, didn't one of the politicians say that you're past your prime?
Yeah, of Nikki Haley.
Oh, that's right. Well, she, come on, I mean.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with age.
No.
It has to do with body count.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the internet slang.
Oh, well, that song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, that shouldn't be your theme song if you're out in the dating pool.
Hmm. Yeah, not a good idea.
Bragger.
No, but I think the troopers are great. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah, got that part where I see you fire at me, but I run you through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To the last man, baby. We're going to do it. Let's leave no doubt. That's my theory. You know, if they could ever keep us out of a war long enough for us to, recruit some of our men and some of our assets and bring that stuff home, you know, and maybe defend our border, I think that'd be a good idea. You know, and instead of everybody making laws, you know, about how you can't do this or teach that in this place, why don't we make a law that prohibits bureaucracies from passing laws that, you know, just do whatever they want to and go around the law because it's an executive order or it's a policy that we choose to enforce or not enforce. Why doesn't somebody with a brain figure out how to make it to where the bureaucracy doesn't have so much control?
Well, because number one, it's one thing to know that's a problem, but first you got to get people to agree that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you realize that's the problem, it's not exactly an easy fix. Because they have a lot of power still.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have laws on the books where people aren't supposed to do drugs and not murder people, and those work great. And, I mean, they want to pass more laws to prohibit people from doing stuff like that. So I was just following their example.
Well, you put all the laws out there you want.
You can't apply logic to an idiot.
But if no one's going to enforce them, don't do any good.
Well, nobody's going to pay attention to them. That's like your 1099 idea, Eddie. If everybody quits paying taxes, what are they going to do? Lock up the country?
Nope. But it'd be a sweet day.
Well, that's what you get for living in a 15-minute city.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Eric.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Take it easy, dog.
272-9228. Now, I love a week when I, unintentionally, not by design, end up agreeing with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah,
because you weren't here the day when I played that Hillary Clinton on Jimmy Fallon. Hey, Hillary, how's it going?
No, but I,
Well, let's get a little taste of it, because Stephen A. is going to react to this same exact clip, and I think we share the same sentiment.
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, I love that.
Right? And,
good.
You know, it's kind
get
of like
over yourself.
One is old and effective and compassionate, has a heart, and really cares about people. And one is old and has been...
Okay, I got to stop it there.
Thank you.
And has been indicted 91 times.
Thank you.
I had to stop it, though, because I see this, some men, but it mostly comes from women. It's like, oh, you just lack compassion. And I'm like, have you not thought through anything? Apparently not. Like, do you think compassion, there's no limit to it? You can always have more compassion.
No.
You can always have more love and empathy. Because that can never go wrong, right?
I disagree.
Yeah. Oh, it can go very wrong.
Remember tough love?
Well, and you could also love and be so compassionate to somebody, you suffocate them.
Yeah.
You clip their wings, essentially. You declaw a cat, essentially, then throw it back out in the wild.
Yep.
See how that works. Yeah, sometimes trying to protect everybody in the name of compassion can go very, 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 very wrong and stunt them for their entire lives. A lot of people butchered their children in the name of affirming their transgenderism. And I don't necessarily all the time blame the parents, because the doctors are telling the parents, if you don't do this, your kid's going to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the worst aspects. Well, it's Camille Paglia talks about the liberal, the classic liberal, current day one, sees the government as a tyrannical father, but wants it to be a nurturing mother. Yeah. What sort of hermaphroditical nightmare is that? But here, let's let Stephen A. fill in on responding to Hillary Clinton and
just get over yourselves.
Charged with 91 felonies.
Yeah, okay.
People who blow that off are not paying attention, because it's not like Trump, his enablers, his empowerers, his allies are not telling us what they want to do. I mean, they're pretty clear about what kind of country they want.
Yeah.
Joining me now is Stephen A. Smith. He's the host of ESPN's First Take and the Stephen A. Smith Show on YouTube. Stephen, great to have you on set. So what do you make of that? Get over it?
I don't think it was a very wise statement on her part. How did that work out for her in 2016? I think that's something that we have to recognize. Yes, she won the popular vote, but at the end of the day, she wasn't the president of the United States. It was him. You can look at her not campaigning in Wisconsin in the last days, not campaigning in Pennsylvania in the last days. You can look at some of the stuff that they were saying about her that sort of distracted things from where it should have been in terms of Comey and his report from the FBI. You can bring up a whole bunch of things, but at the end of the day, the last thing you need to do is to do anything that could agitate a potential voter in this particular election.
What do you make about the actual argument that she's making? I mean, she's basically saying two old people, yes, but they're substantively different. I mean,
absolutely.
91 well, counts against him.
Well, listen. Nobody's brought that up more than me. You know, four indictments, 91 counts, impeached twice. I'm not voting for him. I've said that to a lot of people. I've said that to you. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying is that at some point in time, you got to take into account what the voters thinking about. The voters, a lot of them out there, tens of millions of them out there, by the way, don't care what he's going through right now. They don't care about his guilt or innocence, his perceived guilt or innocence. They don't care about the 91 counts. They're thinking about their lives. And a lot of times we see politicians taking the position that they're taking, and while we can respect their candor and their honesty, they do seem a bit detached at times from what the voters are actually feeling and what the voters are actually thinking. Nobody wants to hear that from Hillary Rodham Clinton at this particular moment in time.
I agree.
I don't want to hear it from her, period. I wish she could just go away, exile with some gallo wine and never come back.
Well, and it's also like when you have RFK Jr. popping double digits in a lot of these battlegrounds.
Get over yourselves. These are your choices. Eat your vegetables.
It shows you, man. We're not in control of who's elected.
Just let me love you. Oh.
Hey, let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke, how you doing?
What's up, Duke?
Margaret Taylor Greene says she wants to be your girlfriend, Joey.
I do like a lady with a strong back. How many pull-ups can she do?
Oh, I bet she can do quite a few.
I can still only do one. Yes, make the fat jokes.
Do you kick your legs when you do it?
And if you want to know, I'm 223 as of this morning.
I can
morning.
Do the first one.
What, you I can only get the bar. Like one, I can do one, and then I'm kaput.
Right.
Because I'm 223.
I think just that, Joey.
Joey.
Getting older.
You and James can't wait since last time I seen you, young man.
Yeah, since I'll go with
last,
yeah.
No, I might have been heavier last time you saw me.
Really?
I was up in the 230s for a while.
Okay, I can take your knife if I
want to. I don't know
about
that.
Take it to the buffet.
What's in that quickness on?
I'm warning you, man. It ain't just fat. I'm fit. Like
get them gold. Hey, get you a pair of golden gloves and match your golden shoes, Trump shoes. Mm-hmm. Go at it, boy.
You know, it's funny that y'all trying to always paint me as the Trump guy. That's like, do you actually listen?
I'm not even messing with
you. Who's gonna win Alabama?
You're a what's that little young boy name?
Charlie Kirk?
The loud one, the one that ran for president. What's that boy name?
Oh, Vivek.
You know. Yeah, that's your boy right there.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
Yeah. What's been going on, fella? I've been out of pocket out here sucking up some pollen and everything, so.
You probably ain't feeling very well then.
Do you think a woman in her early 30s is past her prime as far as the dating pool is concerned, Duke?
No, she's just getting warmed up.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah.
Just getting seasoned.
Yeah, just getting seasoned. Yeah. Yep.
By seasoned, I mean a little bitter.
Now it depends, too, on other things. But I ain't gonna say that on the air. That way he's here.
What do you think of all this investment in West Montgomery? We now have got like an EV charging station. Pete Buttigieg was in town with the mayor, Mayor Stephen Reed.
Tim, I heard Pete on the show. Talking about the Peter Boot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Like politics, I don't trust them anymore. I don't. I never trusted them, but they're showing too many different hands.
This
last few years, I just don't trust them at all. They just lie.
Yeah, but you always ask, what are they doing? They're putting in new sidewalks. And more signs and kiosks to show you where to go to see the history stuff.
Right, I'll say it. Who's getting the contracts? Who's getting the contracts?
I've been wanting to ask y'all something for a long time now, and I got to ask it.
Okay.
Colonel Sanders, is he kin to the governor, Iris?
Colonel Sanders?
Is he kin to
the governor? Colonel?
I have seen them wear
similar outfits, but I don't think they relate.
Well, I don't know. I have been known like something finger licking good.
They've been trying to favor one another, though. They've been trying to favor one another. I said, damn. My wife rolled her eyes at when I see it. I said, he sure look like his brother or something. She got to be kin to him.
Now, the best KIV meme remains, why is she dressed up like Django in Candyland?
Mm-hmm. That's it. As soon as I saw
it. I call it the KFC man, baby sister.
Ooh, yep. Sugar finger licking good.
What y'all think about Bama getting into doggone Final Four?
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
It really is nuts.
I think they're playing UConn, too.
Yeah,
so,
that's a tough game, but it's been.
Dude, if they beat UConn, I'm with them the rest of the ride. I don't think they'll beat UConn, but I hope they do.
I pull for them in basketball now a little
bit. I've watched them the last couple games, dude.
My wife kind of made me turn against that a little bit because she had that shit all up in. I said, wait a minute, I didn't hell. We're going to watch them, but you got to be jumping up and down, shouting and peeing on yourself about the Bama now. You're an Auburn girl. Come on now, baby.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, man,
that's the thing,
dude.
You can't let Auburn people see a lot of winning because they get excited and they realize, wait a minute, our team sucks.
Damn. She had the radio on all day. What the damn minute, baby? Don't you know Bama? No damn radio, baby.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to pull up on them a little bit, though. If they lose, you know, it's just what it is.
Yeah. I hope to see them win, though. I hope to see him win, but
I think
UConn's probably going to take him.
Mm-hmm.
I got UConn to go.
Clam on top of the head a couple times. Yeah. All righty, but yeah, I still want to go fishing this year. All right, we've been talking about it since 2020, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to go when you are.
I'm ready now. I think I'll be ready this year.
Okay, cool.
Good deal.
Cool.
Yeah. Joey, you coming?
Sure, why not?
We'll take Joey out of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You can swim, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, you two jokers.
No, I ain't good on swimming. Y'all was talking about snakes yesterday. Let me tell you. Let me tell you what kind of situation I'd be in.
Please.
If I was on that long ass bridge in New Orleans down there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a snake and I was around a bunch of snakes. I just had to get snake bit. I know. I just got a thing with bridges, and I get them, and I cross before with people, do a bridge before with kind of.
Oh, yeah, I know several people like that. Yeah.
Kelvin Duncan's like that, too. But the name one. But, man, I can't do it, boy. Especially when the water right there on the dam, right beside you.
Can't drink all that water.
I'm gone. Appreciate it, man.
See you, buddy.
Great hearing from you.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
If there were snakes at the end of the bridge, Joey, would you jump in the water or would you fight the snakes?
Snakes at the end of the bridge?
Yeah, Duke's description.
Hey, you're talking about that huge one over, what, Pontchartrain?
Yeah.
Oh, probably have to fight the snakes.
Yeah?
Jumping in that water, I think you're dead in that way.
I think you're right, because you don't know if it's 10 feet or a foot.
Yeah, and also, I'd imagine that there's some current going on there.
Current, and there's some stick-ups and things like that, yeah.
I think,
like you, I'd take on the snakes.
Yeah, but we've got a car. I don't understand the scenario.
That's true.
Why are they there? Why are all the snakes there?
Haven't you seen snakes on a plane? Snakes on a bridge, Joey.
Yeah. let's hit a break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there at the Goodson Group, Bo and his team are ready to help you out with buying or selling property here in the River Region. Bo's been working in the River Region real estate market for over 4 decades. It's nearly 5, in fact, folks. And it's that sort of experience that can really help you out understanding this market. They also can help you with more than just buying or selling. If you want to change your property, or invest in already a rental property, mm-hmm. you should go ahead and get the Goodson Group to manage it for you, especially if you don't have experience doing that yourself. For a reasonable fee, they can manage that property for you. And then the crown jewel there at the Goodson Group is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed in the state because, well, all these folks have gone through Bo's school and found great success. I mean, as licensed realtors or as more knowledgeable private players. And given Bo's decades of experience, he's seen it all. The good, the bad, and the ugly, you can learn directly from him. So check out the Goodson Group today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give him a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views in the afternoon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The News and Views in the afternoon. program. Let's go right to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hello, my brothers.
How you doing?
How you doing, Paul?
All right, all right. Enjoying this lovely sunny day. Going to be all weekend, and then just think about it. I go back in Monday, they already talking about rain coming in Monday.
Oh.
Ain't looking forward to it.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, I was listening to you all, and I just couldn't help but pick up on the tail end there, the conversation with you, Eddie, and Duke talking about fishing. Now, I was just wondering if you had ever been noodling.
I've never been noodling, Eddie.
No. I've watched it a lot. I don't have the gonads.
You watch Iron Chick noodle.
I'll watch her.
I'll watch her noodle all day.
But, I don't have the gonads to do that.
I don't either.
If you look at a lot of those guys, especially been doing a while, they're all missing a digit.
You said the gonads?
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes referred to stones. Or cojones?
Yeah.
I was listening to Alabama Unfiltered coming on in today.
Yeah.
I wonder, would somebody tell Allison Sinclair? She said these legislators like the kahunas.
The kahunas.
I'm like, I've never heard them called kahunas
before. The big kahuna. I've heard that in Hawaii, the big kahunas.
Right, but no, we've never noodled before.
No, because those guys, you'll look at them, they're all missing a digit, and they'll all tell you the story of the time. They thought it was a catfish down there, but it was a turtle, and they bit his finger off. Not going to happen, Daddy. Not going to happen.
Well, only thing I got to say to that is you got to go with the right people that know the area, and
they'll be missing some digits, I promise you.
You're going to get bit. You're going to get bit. There ain't no doubt about that. But there's two people that are on the tube that I thoroughly enjoy watching. And I'm like, I'd like to try that, but I would want to go with somebody who does what they do.
Definitely.
And set out boxes. I guess I better slow down and this cougar's on here. And that's something I'd like to try.
I'd like to watch.
Bring it up late.
Yeah, I'd like to watch people do it, like be right there when they do it, like that one chick down there in Op.
Because
It's really cool, super exciting. And then they bring this big monster catfish out of the water. I just couldn't stick my arm in there. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh man, the main two that I watch, I don't know if it's okay to call their names or not, but I'll leave theirs. A daughter and a dad. She may be maybe 5'5", 5'2", dark hair, and works out all the time. And they always both doing different stuff. She's into bodybuilding and fitness, and I've seen her bring out catfish so doggone big that her dad would have to grab hold to her and pull her up because the catfish are trying to swim off with her.
Dang,
see, again,
man.
Can't do that.
I'm good. Like, it's cool watching other people do that, but I'm all right.
But about Lake Pontchartrain, I was OTR in those days, and I was taking some goods in down there after Katrina, and it was bumper-to-bumper trucks, and man, the gators was all up on the highway and just doing stuff I never thought you'd see a gator do. But there was one, I'm guessing he might have been 10, 12 foot. I didn't stop and put no measuring tape on him, but he kind of had his jaws ran over by one of their trucks. Mm-hmm. And somebody keyed up on the radio, "One of them, that old big boy there." Of course, the radio went crazy at that point.
I bet.
Finally, somebody with a big boy radio keyed up over. Everybody says, "He did like the pit bull and snapped at the wrong tire." and you talk about moccasins coming up out of the water.
Mm.
There was more moccasins down through there come up out of that water when that thing, it broke the dam.
Yeah.
Or the dike, whatever they're calling it. And the water was way down, and everything was out looking around like it was out of this element. And I'm like, good Lord, y'all need to get back in the water.
Yeah.
This is for trucks and cars now. You're out of your element, you ain't going to make it.
Yeah, somebody fixed a dike already. Well, I appreciate it, Paul.
See you, Paul.
Later, guys.
272-9228. Hey, this part of the program, again, brought to you by Dylan Rings. Josh and Leslie Ryder over there are ready to see you. Stop by there today, 119 Brown Springs Road, brand new showroom that just looks spectacular. And, of course, it is National Carrot Day.
That's right.
In that spirit, they're offering carrot-inspired earrings, which are diamond-encrusted, beautiful. Just absolutely lovely. A lot of carrots, let's just say, on those earrings. And, of course, they have an amazing selection from high-end jewelry to, you know, that everyday jewelry that still looks great.
Right.
But it's not going to break the bank. It's not the end of the world. It's the sort of thing you can still wear to the beach or when you're going noodling. Even.
There you go.
But they also can do watch repair or repair right. jewelry in general, spa treatments of that jewelry.
You've seen that.
And don't forget the custom design work that Josh Ryder can pull off for you. The man is a true artist. If you can dream it, he can make it a reality. Literally, some people have had a dream, and he's made it into a piece of jewelry for them. Or it could be something very poignant to you. Maybe you're remembering a lost loved one. Or it could be you want to have fun, get a funky fresh medallion, that's which I think about. Should be our next move.
I'm down with that.
Because both of our bracelets fell off, right?
No, mine's
not. Yours still on? Yeah. I still got mine on my nightstand, but it popped off the other day.
It says a lot about our friendship.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm getting fat. Like, I'm sorry. Like, my wrist. It's all the fat goes to my wrist. The point is, Dylan Rings is a full-service jewelry shop, and Josh and Leslie Ryder are great local folks ready to see you. Again, 119 Brown Springs Road, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those idiots on the radio, sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon-like casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures are locked in for now. Clear, cold again tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sunshine. Upper 30s again on Friday night. That's way below normal for April. It'll be warmer on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine. And then the risk of showers holding off until Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. To do some bees in the afternoon. Closing up the show here on a lovely Thursday. At least it's lovely here in Montgomery, Alabama. Mike, doing the yard this morning, Eddie. It was actually quite nice outside.
It was beautiful this morning.
Yeah. And I'm still at that point where I probably need to lower the mower.
Is that time?
Yeah, that's going to be it. You know, I cut just the front, like the side and front today, and that I was able to get it in one bag. Got a feeling as soon as I dropped that thing.
Well, that's going
to
double, dude.
Yep.
Have you ever dropped too low and you just end up burning the grass?
Yeah. No, but it needs to drop at least a half inch to get some of the thatching, the dead stuff out. So, that's going to be a fun day. I'll probably have to do that on the weekend.
It's going to be kind of a leg back day for you, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a leg back thing. It's more the other thing that bugs me the most is more like if you have to cut hedges.
Mm-hmm.
That's what tires me out quicker than anything else. Like, holding your hand.
Oh, yeah.
We've got one of those steel, like modular things. You can put a blower on it or hedge clippers. It's a great piece of German engineering, but. On some of the connectors, you know, like the blower's not that heavy, but the hedge clippers are, you know, right.
they
some
get
weight
a little
to
bit
them.
Long to them, so yeah.
Right, and it's pretty well balanced, but still, that I'd rather cut the yard than deal with hedges or anything.
Sure,
tedious.
Sure.
Anyway, let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, I am doing great. What a beautiful day. I mean, it's 73, not a cloud in the sky. Just talked to Ron, he said it's snowing like crazy up in Anchorage.
Yep. Spring break.
Yep. You chose that life, not me.
Yep.
Yeah, but at least they've got the lowest taxes in the union.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah. And you get to go hunting during the summertime. That's
very true, too.
I mean, go visit snow is fun, but to live in it, I don't understand anybody wanting to do that.
It was fun when I was young, but as I got older, that got old really quick.
It got old within a week. Two buses. Tire in the desert, and we were in the middle of a blizzard, and after we finally got the tire on after an hour of fighting the blizzard and tire, I'm like,
miserable,
get back on the road right now and get us home, because if you blow out another tire, I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't get anybody wanting to live that life. Y'all, they can have it. I love Alabama. I mean, we got two sports teams, and we can all hate on each other, and we can all love on each other at the same time. It's great. Where else in the world are you going to get that?
Not very often you're going to find that.
No, absolutely not. But I tell you what you are going to love, and there's no fighting about whatsoever, is if you call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117 for your new floors, you're going to love them every time. I guarantee you that.
And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
All right, well, yeah, y'all, I actually thought it was Friday all day long until a minute ago, and somebody busted my bubble.
Uh-huh.
So
that's painful.
We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Ray.
See you, Ray.
Yeah, I hate when you have the wrong day in your head. That's no fun. The comment section's still rolling in.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Rolling in the dough.
The Romex Angler says, Emo Joey, I hope you have something other than black to wear. Summer is coming, and it's not a wise choice fishing in a black shirt.
It's hot.
Yeah, it does get hot.
It's hot.
Yeah. No, he knows I have something other than black. He said, whenever I wear some cream or white-looking thing, I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
You're saying he knows
I can't win with this guy.
He knows your wardrobe well.
Do you still paint your nails? I've never painted my nails.
You paint your nails, dude?
No, I never painted my nails.
Not even that middle one? I've seen that.
That one?
Yeah. That was still good?
Yeah.
Look clean from here.
Actually, this one, too.
Yeah, that would look clean from here, too. Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm okay. Yeah.
I'm okay.
I'm okay. I'm okay now.
All right.
Joey is too buoyant to noodle. He can't sink to the bottom. I swear, this guy is going to fat shame me into being like an underwear model.
Whose underwear are you wearing?
My own, you creep.
Just checking. Just checking.
You creeps. Old creeps.
Just checking. Hey, it's Billy Football.
Billy Football.
He's from...
Eddie loves Barstool Sports.
He's from Barstool. He's actually running for Congress for Santos' spot.
Oh.
You thought Santos was crazy? Billy Football is beyond crazy. I mean, I love Billy Football.
Politics is just getting weirder and weirder. Did you see Lauren Boebert had to go have emergency surgery or something?
No.
Yeah. Something with her leg.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a clot or something, like emergency surgery was necessary.
Oh, wow.
Just awful to hear.
What if she got vaccinated?
And, have you been seeing all these major layoffs around the corporate media?
Seeing that, and not just corporate media. There's major layoffs coming to some big companies.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Where are you thinking of?
I know there's going to be some, auto manufacturing layoffs because EV is coming to a screeching halt.
Mm.
And they don't have room for production workers on some of the gas lines. And car sales, truck sales right now.
Mm.
In the crapper.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Start looking for that. Then you're going to have bank layoffs because interest rates are so high. Nobody's playing with the banks anymore.
So now we're, what did we learn today? Mm-hmm. We learned about the 15-minute city.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of already knew about that. I learned that, I was reminded that Gary Garvin loves us and he brings us snacks.
He is a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that I learned once again that that song by Oliver Anthony, Rich Man North of Richmond, is ringing more and more true daily.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Dude, he's selling out everywhere he goes.
I believe
he was literally, I think he was like in New Zealand or something last weekend. This is what they've done. To keep him from getting everybody here excited, they gave him an overseas tour.
Hmm.
Oh.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Though, last night I learned a lot how much I like Coleman Hughes.
Yeah.
You know, he recently did the View appearance that went viral. He was
Simon
on
Rogan.
Yeah. And he was great. Talk
he
about
was
it.
Really good on
brilliant
Rogan.
Man.
Real...
Just and he's, even keel. He's a top-notch jazz musician, plays the trombone. Like the, I would love to invite that guy on, not even talk politics or race or anything, just talk music.
Yeah.
Like, brilliant guy.
Yeah, he was pretty good on Rogan.
So I enjoyed that. Sage Steele, remember her from ESPN? Now's gone independent because, didn't agree with the whole COVID regime. And in fact, she gave the goods to Fox News that the Biden interview she had to do was scripted.
100%.
Every question was scripted by the executives.
That's...
Wow.
You're in that spot. Let's say you're in that spot, Joey, as a reporter. What do you do?
Well, it depends on what you're in it for. Are you just trying to pay the mortgage?
Right. Exactly. That's what I mean. So I'm a reporter. As a realtor, I always have to look out best for my clients, no matter what.
Right.
As a reporter, you're in that spot. I am your client. Don't lie to me. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know me. I kind of think my idols, like Norm MacDonald, would be like, what? OJ killed a guy?
Yeah. Worked out well for Norm.
Right.
Saturday Night Live.
So what's the thing with you and your daughter in the shower?